Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, this is Jeff.
Is this Jeff?
Yes, this is Jeff.
Am I talking to a Jeff?
This is Jeff.
You're the new temp worker we hired here. Jeff, spelled G-E-O-F-F, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Out of all the ways you can spell Jeff, that is my least liked way. Ass backwards, in my opinion.
I guess take it up with my mom. Who's this?
This is Connor Chalk. I'm the vice president of the company you're working at right now. Hi, Jeff.
Hello. Hello, sir.
So, Jeff, what's your story? Jeff, get to the point.
Yeah, just been working here a few days now.
What do you know about me, Jeff?
Sorry, I actually don't know that much about you. I just started here, so I'm
Let me tell you something.
Name.
Well, you've only been working here a few days, and you've already chapped my ass something good.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't know how I did that.
You know what, Geoff? Or Jeff, or however you're supposed to say your name, I could call the temp agency in a heartbeat and no one would ever hire you again.
Well, can you let me know what I did wrong and I can do my best not to repeat it. I'm not sure what this is about.
I got emails from people who have had the unpleasant challenge of working with you, Jeff, and they're not happy about it.
Can you tell me what it is that I've been doing? I'm not sure exactly how I'm offending people.
Apparently yesterday, you were at work. You wore shoes, but no socks, Jeff.
I didn't think that anyone would notice I was wearing very long pants. I ride my bike to work, and it was just one of those weird, freak things where I just didn't have clean socks, and I didn't have socks with me. And
don't you start telling me about how the human body works, needle d***. I know about the human body.
I'm sure you do, sir. I'm just saying that I
know about sweat from all kinds of places on the body, Jeff, not just feet sweat. I could tell you things about sweat you never even heard of.
Okay. Well, all I can say that I won't let it happen again. And
So I can only assume since you're not wearing socks, you're not wearing underwear either. And you're sitting there commando right now, rubbing your balls all over the furniture that this company paid for.
No, I promise you that is not the case.
Where are your b****s right now, Jeff?
They are in my pants.
You're not telling me you haven't been rubbing them on my fax machine or on the printer?
Okay, sir, I don't know where this is coming from, but no, I am fully clothed.
I got a bad history with people being in this office without undies on.
I am a professional. I come to work and I do my job, so I don't know where this is coming from, but I will be very prepared.
Prepared to copy your b****s on our photocopier? I sure hope not, Jeff.
Look, I don't know where this is coming from. I'm a really good worker. I've had great experiences with many other companies. I come with high references.
I'll tell you where it's coming from, Jeff. I just had a piece of paper placed on my desk. It's a photocopy of some b****s.
Those are not mine, I promise you.
Well, you're going to have to get in my office and prove it.
That's really weird, and I don't know how you'd want me to do that. But,
you're going
to
come in here, drop your pants down, and I'm going to compare the picture to what you got going on right now.
Okay, so this is obviously not actually true.
You want to keep your job as a temp? You get in my office, take your pants down, and let me compare.
This is obviously some kind of joke, because there's no way that would actually happen where you would want me to come do that. Nobody would ask. No boss would ask me to come show my
Well,
sorry.
This boss is. Do I sound like I'm joking? I want to see those b****s.
Yeah, that actually does sound like a joke. I think you were pulling my leg or somebody is pulling my leg.
Something, Jeff.
Who is this?
I told you who it is, Jeff. Connor Chalk.
Are you friends with Dan? Is Dan?
Did Dan?
Or something? Like,
you yeah, showed
is,
Dan your b****s?
No, but it just sounds like kind of it up his alley on stupid
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Really?
Yeah. Your girlfriend Rachel set you up.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, she said you forgot your socks yesterday and you were hoping nobody saw you.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill her.
Maybe you could show her your
Oh, she's seen them. Don't worry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.